from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
It's just getting stupid hot, and I kind of love it because I am all about the heat. I never thought I'd say that, but I don't mind the heat at all. I really don't.
I'm right there with you. I'm a fan of the heat. I do look forward to those July summer nights. Something about it. I enjoy it, but the heat can cause some damage to things. I'm sure we've all been in that spot where the heat, the Vegas heat, ruined something, and it hit me hard yesterday. I ordered my protein bars, Amazon, and Laura's out of town. They were delivered to the house at some point Monday afternoon, and I got back from the TV station last night, and they pull in, and there's a case of water, Laura's water that she drinks, and then there's another package sitting next to it. In the sun, I can see just beaming on that package. I'm not even paying attention to what's going on. I see it. I'm like, oh, it's a package. I'll get it later. Like an hour goes by doing some stuff inside. And it's like, no, oh no, that package is my protein bars. I open the front door, protein bars. I mean,
oh no.
They are like soup inside. No, they're still, nothing's leaking out because they're sealed and everything, but still, it's a nice formed hard protein bar. It is so soft and mushy inside. So I stuck them in the fridge. I took them out this morning, and they're obviously back solid again, but I can feel the form inside. They're all jacked up inside there. The things melted yesterday because of that sun. It was beaming on it for a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's one thing. If you have certain items that are heat sensitive, don't order them to be delivered in the middle of the summer, or try to have them sent to one of those Amazon lockers or something like that.
Smart.
Where it's temperature controlled. Not sitting on your doorstep. I told you about my friend who sent me a candle, and I knew something was up because I grabbed the package. It just felt waxy, and I'm like, what? And then I could smell it, and oh, it just it was completely, and it just arrived. So I think it's because it sat on that truck all day mm-hmm. in the heat, and I don't know. But have you ever had something completely ruined by the heat here? Because we experience things a whole lot differently than other parts of the country. I know certain wineries, like we've placed orders from Napa before, and they're like, sorry, we won't deliver this in the summer. You're going to have to wait to get your shipment in, you know, September. I'm like, well, FYI, it's still hot here in September, but okay, I guess I'll wait. So the heat ruins everything. Samantha, good morning. What did the heat ruin for you?
So I feel like JC is totally going to, like, have my back on this one. Because of the heat and the amount of product that I use in my hair, the heat has ruined my hair. Like,
yes.
It'll make it crunchy or get a dent in it. And once my hair's ruined for the day, my day's ruined.
Hair is energy. Samantha, I'm right there with you. I use a soft clay in my hair. And in the summertime, when,
yes.
when I go outside, I feel it melting. I feel like that clay melting. And your hair just gets, it looks heavy and thick. It kind of falls flat.
Exactly the product.
It's funny that you're associated with using too much product.
I know.
Samantha's like, JC will totally understand this. Oh, Samantha, thank you so much for calling. That's funny.
It is so true. You go outside, and I'll be standing outside, and you just feel it. And it looks like greasier, too. So I think I need to find an even lighter product to use in the summertime.
Can you just go productless in the summertime, maybe?
I do. It's funny. I do at night. I'll shower and stuff. And if I wash my hair on the weekends, I'll be productless walking around the house. And sometimes I do errands and stuff productless. But I think majority of the time I come to the radio station, there's always something in it.
Oh, what would it look like if you didn't put anything? Maybe this is time where we try to wean you off the product.
Oh, maybe. I go productless.
Yeah, just, you know, baby steps. Maybe you don't go completely productless, but just less and less. It's like smoking, you know? Yeah, maybe you don't go cold turkey. Maybe you go from 2 packs a day to 1 pack, and then you go over to half a pack, and maybe we eventually get you off of the juice.
The slow wean off of it. I like this
there's
approach.
There's got to be something to that, you know? I feel like we've got to do it gradually because you've been addicted to it for so long.
I've been using Rudy's clay for the past 6 years. Oh. My name is JC Fernandez, and I'm addicted to Rudy's pomade.
And meanwhile, Rudy's like, do not tell him to stop. There is a reason we are still in business after all. all these years.
Rudy's stock is plummeting right now.
Yeah, no kidding. I just ruined everything for Rudy. I'm so sorry, Rudy. I didn't mean to.
Rudy's pounding his head. No!
What are you doing, woman?
Guys, we have an issue in Las Vegas.
Someone just told their friend to stop using our product. He single-handedly keeps us in business. What are we going to do?
It's going to be a bad summer for Rudy's. No
inflation.
Vacation.
Oh.
Poor Rudy was booking a vacation.
I know.
No summer, no vacation. Why, Dad? Because
you got to stay in work, Rudy, or you got to find someone else that'll fill these shoes, and they're big shoes to fill.
Rudy's crying right now. I wonder if Rudy's an actual dude, too. Where is Rudy?
I'm sure he is. I'm sure the company's like, hey, let's pick a name, Rudy. Yay.
Frank's the guy that owns it. You know, let's go with Rudy. It sounds more rugged.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.